It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
It is the Trump birthday edition of the Top 5. Today is the 70th birthday of Donald J. Trump.
Yes,
number
is.
Five.
The president took to the microphones today to slam the anti-Muslim rhetoric in the wake of Orlando nightclub massacre. President specifically calling out Donald Trump's proposed temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States, calling it a slippery slope.
They know full well who the enemy is. So do the intelligence and law enforcement officers who spend countless hours disrupting plots and protecting all Americans, including politicians who tweet and appear on cable news shows. They know who the nature of the enemy is. So there's no magic to the phrase radical Islam. It's a political talking point. It's not a strategy.
He's right about that.
Yeah, I think he's right about that. But I like how he won't use the word Trump either. I won't say radical Islamic terrorist, but I won't say Trump either. I mean, well, everyone knows.
He'd rather say radical Islam than say Trump, I think is what just happened. But the problem is, and this is, I think this needs to be articulated.
Okay.
What he's doing there is saying, listen, you can say whatever you want about me, but the men and women of federal law enforcement and the United States military who are out there doing the investigating, doing the arresting, disrupting the plots, trying to stay ahead of this threat matrix, which is overwhelming and would be overwhelming to any nation other than the United States. And it's overwhelming to us, but they stay ahead of it. And they have disrupted dozens upon dozens upon dozens of plots a year, a month in some cases. It's a grave insult to say, well, we don't know what we're doing. Because when Trump says they don't know what they're doing, the president doesn't know who he's going after. What about those guys who? What about the four that were killed in Afghanistan 2 weeks ago? Right. I mean, you're dealing with an existential threat here in the Middle East, and there are thousands of our American soldiers, Marines, special operators, sailors, Navy sailors, Coasties, and airmen who are out there fighting this fight, who are risking their lives every day. And that needs to be respected. And that the rhetoric doesn't respect what they're doing.
Well, it also is such politics light. I mean, if you really wanted to engage on this issue, you would talk about what your policy would be, what your strategy would be, how it would be different to defeat ISIS. But instead, we're talking about words. It's strange.
We are now seeing how dangerous this kind of mindset and this kind of thinking can be. We're starting to see where this kind of rhetoric and loose talk and sloppiness about who exactly we're fighting, where this can lead us. We now have proposals from the presumptive Republican nominee for president of the United States to bar all Muslims from emigrating to America. We hear language that singles out immigrants and suggests entire religious communities are complicit in violence. Where does this stop?
That is a reasonable question.
It is a reasonable question. I thought the president's speech was good, and he also got very passionate about this. It's like he's felt under attack with the momentum that Trump has built up around that, you know, the radical Islam.
Well, even if
same term, I mean, why no one's using it? And he challenged Hillary to use it, and Hillary Clinton then said, "I have no problem with it." But the president's like, "I do have a problem that this is what it's about."
The Orlando killer, one of the San Bernardino killers, the Fort Hood killer, they were all U.S. citizens. Are we going to start treating all Muslim Americans differently? Are we going to start subjecting them to special surveillance? Are we going to start discriminating against them because of their faith? We've heard these suggestions during the course of this campaign. Do Republican officials actually agree with this?
It's interesting because O'Reilly was on the Colbert Show last night.
Mm-hmm.
And O'Reilly was, you know, talking about the fact that the president should declare war on ISIS because that opens up the ability of the military to then take part of the domestic law enforcement and surveillance and intelligence and things like that. And O'Reilly said, and this is because, you know, he's buddies with Trump. And I thought, you know, and O'Reilly is a talk show host. He's great at being a talk show host. I take nothing away from him. He's very entertaining and sometimes informative. But he was like, you know, but that, you know, that's like we were able to do that during World War II with the Japanese. Now I think we went too far there. Really? So internment camps, is that where we're heading here?
And
some people will go, yeah, we should do that. And they don't realize what that's exactly what we are trying to be that beacon to the world about, that we don't do that.
Well, and he was also citing Chicago's tough gun laws. And I know he likes to bring that up a lot about how we have some of the toughest gun laws and the highest murder rate. And
we don't have that tough. I mean, not anymore. It's concealed carry in Chicago.
He brought it up last night on the Colbert Show.
Yeah. Well, again,
he says it's nothing to do with federal laws. And this is the center of the debate right now.
And none of those guns are legal anyway on the streets of Chicago that are shooting people. Mm-hmm. Very few of them, at least.
Number four.
After President Obama's speech today, Trump himself said the president's response in the Orlando massacre puts U.S. enemies ahead of Americans. Hillary Clinton, campaigning in Pittsburgh, talked about another time that Trump went after the president.
He is a leader of the birther movement, which spread the lie that President Obama wasn't born in the United States. I guess he had to be reminded Hawaii is part of the United States. It is yet more evidence that he is temperamentally unfit and totally unqualified to be commander-in-chief.
Now, I'll say this. You know, it's easy to stop and say, all right, well, you know, Trump doesn't have any ideas, and he's making everything about Muslims and about the wall and about this and about that, and he doesn't really give you any detail on how he's going to do anything. That is all true. Hillary Clinton can't fall into that either. If she intends to impress independents and moderates, she's going to have to do it by talking about what it is she's going to do, not just anti-Trump
messaging.
Right, not just that Trump is an idiot.
She has a 12-point edge in a new poll, national poll, from Bloomberg over Trump right now. Double-digit lead, the first one we've seen as they started polling the two of them in recent weeks. Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today. ChicagoTribune.com, place to go.
Top 5-5 continues right here on 720 WGN, the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Checking in at
number 3.
Shannon, this is a special Donald Trump edition of...
I was going to say, very Trump heavy.
It's for his birthday.
Okay.
70th birthday for Donald Trump.
Happy birthday.
Shannon Riggs and her cousins expected some pushback from protesters when they attended the Trump rally in Richmond, Virginia. They did not expect what happened when they stopped for dinner on the way home. Dressed in Donald Trump shirts and hats, the family walked up to the window cookout in Colonial Heights, Virginia.
What are you pausing for?
Because I'm having a small stroke. To order burgers and milkshakes, and that's when things went just a little south.
As soon as we got to the window, it was a, oh, hell no, I'm not serving them. They kind of shuffled back and forth with three people. To take our order. Finally, someone took our order, and everybody was laughing, giggling. They went and got the people from the back.
Ruh-roh. How do you think that hell no really sounded, Ro? I mean, if you really were thinking about how that might sound.
Why, heck no.
Nope.
Yeah, no, not like that?
No.
Oh, hell no!
I love it when you do that. Okay.
Sure, it sounded like that. Something a little like that.
Probably sounded like that.
Yeah. Somebody...
Then they laughed at him. And then, right. These poor people just trying to get a burger and a shake.
That's right.
They're allowed to support whoever they want to support.
Right. That's true. Their money's as green as anybody else's. All right. Checking in at
number 2.
A new political action committee is worried about Donald Trump's ability to be president because of his hand size. Americans Against Insecure Billionaires with Tiny Hands Pack has a new commercial that requests Trump release his hand measurements
and asks
the viewer to sign a petition asking Trump to disclose.
If the White House phone rings at 3 a.m., could his little hands even pick up the receiver?
How can he create jobs if his hands are too small to shake on the deal?
When he decides to launch his nuclear war, will his stubby fingers even be able to push the button all the way down?
America deserves his hand measurements.
It's time our country learned every inch of the truth. So we've launched Americans Against Insecure Billionaires with Tiny Hands PAC.
Together, we can learn if Donald Trump can truly handle being Commander-in-Chief. Paid for by Americans Against Insecure Billionaires with Tiny Hands PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
People actually spending money to make that ad and distribute it?
My guess is it's the Funny or Die people, but that would be something.
There are people on social media today saying, how are you going to eat your birthday cake with such tiny hands, Donald Trump? I mean, they're really, people love this. It's immature, but yes. Highly entertaining somehow.
Well, it's fun because he has brought this year's presidential race to a third grade recess level.
It does feel that way on a lot of days.
And finally,
number one.
Remember when Hillary Clinton did the delete your account tweet last week, which I thought was also not so smart, to be honest with you.
Because you're kind of playing to his level, is that what you mean?
Like and it just opened herself up to, well, you want to start deleting stuff?
You've got some people who can do that, and that's what Reince Priebus, the head of the RNC, came back with a great comeback.
So comedian Lori Mae Hernandez delivered the best Donald Trump burn yet last night's episode of America's Got Talent.
I am not a high school graduate. I haven't even been to high school. I don't have a driver's license. I can't even sit in the front seat. I'm still on safety scissors, people. But you are going to leave your beloved child with me. My only qualification to be a babysitter is that I used to be a baby. I mean, that's crazy. That's like saying, hey, you're sick a lot. You want to be my doctor? Or weren't you the host of a reality show? You want to be president of the United States?
Ooh, slam.
13 years old.
I wonder if Trump's going to react to that.
He's going to take a 13-year-old out now.
Down.
Yeah,
Watch out.
All right, let's go. Hey, happy birthday, Donald J. Trump. This is going to be, by the way, the... this could be a national holiday next year, this time, don't you think?
Everyone will celebrate.
Right. He's going to demand that everybody take the day off in his honor. I have a $50 gift certificate right now to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Just in. Come see the new Mahogany and Alderwood entry doors. Caller number 19-312-981-7200. Rips us off for the $50 right there. Are you looking to learn how to enhance... Oh, wait, hold on. Let me close this thing up. Let me do this first. That's important.
The top five at five.